On Capitol Hill, reaction to the new job numbers came almost as soon as they were released, as both sides scrambled to spin the numbers to their advantage. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
Republican press secretaries began flooding reporters' inboxes with triumphant email, trumpeting vindication for the Bush economic plan. And Democrats scrambled to communicate conflicting emotions, relief that Americans are finding jobs, and staunch certainty that the numbers are not good enough. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
I think that I'd like to know where the jobs are. First of all, of course, we're delighted that 308,000 people have found work. But I hasten to add that not one of those jobs is a manufacturing job. Not one.
Another set of numbers was highlighted by Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus. Cummings pointed out that the unemployment rate among African Americans looking for work jumped to 10.2% in March. And there were a few Republicans who agreed with Democrats that these numbers are no cause for celebration, like Illinois Republican Don Manzullo. The biggest city in his district, Rockford, Illinois, is heavily dependent on industry and manufacturing. Manzullo says in Rockford, the unemployment rate is above 10%.
Well, when I go to Rockford, people don't talk about the war. They don't talk about education. All they talk about is, Congressman, can you help me get a job?
But these protests barely broke through the chorus of exultant Republicans. House Speaker Dennis Hastert released a statement saying the U.S. economy is roaring out of March like a lion. Majority Whip Roy Blunt of Missouri called the job creation numbers proof that Republican tax relief policies are working and good reason to make the recent tax cuts permanent.
We're now at an all-time high for the number of Americans who are employed in the workforce.
That's Stuart Roy, a spokesman for House Republican leader Tom DeLay and a former Deputy Assistant Undersecretary of Labor. Roy says over the past 18 months or so, Democrats have seized upon a succession of poor economic indicators, the stock market, the growth rate of the economy, unemployment numbers, only to have each successive indicator turn around and show positive signs of an improving economy.
Then Democrats said, well, what really is the measure of the economy is the number of jobs being created, and not just the number of jobs being created every month, but the number of specific types of jobs, manufacturing jobs. And we want to attack those problems as well, but you also have to recognize that you can't constantly move the goalpost.
Roy says Democrats will keep trying to find something to pick on in the economy rather than concede what Republicans say is the truth, that the economy is doing just fine. Democratic leader Pelosi was glad to comply.
The fact is that the unemployment rate is up, so it isn't down. So if they're talking about that as a goalpost, the unemployment rate is up, even by their own figures this morning, 5.7%, up from 5.6%, even with the infusion of the 308,000 jobs.
Of course, there will be new unemployment and job growth numbers in exactly 1 month. And then a month after that, and a month later, and so on. And in this election year, where the two top issues on voters' minds are national security and the economy, the leaders of both parties are sure to seize on new economic data every month, right up to November. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.